Reverend Maisie Lennon, August 19, 2008.
Thank you so much for agreeing to participating with us again in this project and answering even more questions. As you know, the goal of the questionnaire is to get a complete version of your story, your own narrative story, and feel free to make your answers as long or as short as you would like them to be. If later on you want to tell us something you forgot, you can also call us and let us know. We know that you have already signed a consent form for us the previous time we interviewed at the school. However, if there's anything you'd like to change at any moment, please feel free to contact me, and we can fix that as well. The purpose of the project is actually to get materials for exhibitions, for educational purposes, and so forth. So this will definitely benefit the community, both here and abroad. It's very helpful. So we'll go ahead and first questions are background questions. Tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there when you were growing up. Where were you born?
I was born in the city of Panama, in the area called Caledonia. The area was a mixed area because one street divided Bella Vista from the street where I lived in Caledonia. So our friends, and they wanted to get me, not me, my friends, and they were living in Caledonia Heights. Okay? But it was a very poor neighborhood, very mixed. Many native Panamanians, many West Indians, of which my parents were West Indians. We had just about everything. Almost all the different islands are represented on the campus, including there was a dame school, what we call a private school. One teacher who gathered children from all over the city who were not attending the regular schools in Spanish. And the parents wanted them to remain knowing English, so they were brought into this one classroom, one class. As many children as you can think of, 25, 30, and from grades, kindergarten, to school. In the same school situation, that was in the area where I lived, in the very same building.